Maseches Peah, Perek Dalet Mishnah, Hey, 4-5. Shalosh Avayas Bayom. There are three times during the day when the Aniyim are allowed to come and collect their Peah, as well as their Leket and Shechar for that matter. Bishachar uvchatzos uvmincha. Shachar is the morning, chatzos midday, and mincha afternoon. Tanakama here holds that there's specifically three, meaning exactly three, no more, no less. And the idea is that we want to enable the Neim to come but and facilitate them getting their access to their gifts. However, the Neim are not allowed to come into the field unannounced or, you know, unsupervised. The reason being because they may take what doesn't belong to them. They can't be sure what is Peah, what isn't, etc. And also they're likely to perhaps damage things and so. And therefore, they need supervision and they only can come while they're being supervised. And therefore, the Bal Habayis, the owner of the field, needs to avail himself to make himself available so that these poor people can come and get what they need. According to Yerushalmi, and that's how the Bar Tanur explains it, there are different categories of Aniyim. Some that are likely to come in the morning, that's the Shachar. Those are specifically the Minikos, the nursing women. They can get out early in the morning because their babies, their nursing little children, are still asleep, and therefore the mothers can get out early and collect the food they need for the day. Chatzos, the midday, are for the tinokos. Tinokos in modern Hebrew means little children, but here, and then throughout the Mishnayos, tinokos means children in general, and they could be perhaps even more than bar mitzvah, I suppose. So tinokos sleep in, and therefore, much as today, they're hard to get out of bed early in the morning. In their defense, their circadian rhythms are longer than 24-hour days, so they like to stay up late and get up early no matter what. That's what kids are. And the Mishnah recognizes this, and therefore the halacha is that the poor children that need to come, it's hard for them to get out of bed early in the morning, they come in midday, and again, the Bal Habayis needs to be available to them to come and get their Peah, Leket, Shecha, etc. Uva Mincha, Mincha's afternoon, this is for the older people. The elderly have to come, you know, on their walking sticks, they come very slowly, and it takes them time to get out there, and therefore they don't get out and around to the field to collect their gifts until the afternoon. So again, the Tanakhama holds three specific times during the day, they need to make themselves available for the Aniyim to get their Peah, Leket, and Shecha, etc. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Lo Amru El Kadei Shalo Yifchasu. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the idea of three is a lower limit. That is to say, if the Bal Habayis wants to make himself available to the Aniyim and they can come more than three times a day, that's his prerogative, he's allowed to. Of course, it benefits the Aniyim, he just has to let them know ahead of time and the schedule, so they can come and get what they need when they need it. If he wants to be extra helpful and make himself available three or four or five times a day, that's his prerogative. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Lo Amru Ela Kadesh Lo Yosifu. Rabbi Kiva holds, on the other hand, that three was not set as a lower limit for the benefit of the poor people, but rather as an upper limit to be as benefit to the Bal Habayis, the owner of the field, so he shouldn't have to be out there excessively. And therefore, even if he wants to only make himself available twice or once a day, that's his prerogative as well. The halach, however, follows the Tanakhama, which is that it's specifically three, no more and less, that the Bal Habayis must make himself available to the Aniyim, that is at Shachar, early in the morning, Bechatzotz, midday, and Mincha, late afternoon. The Mishnah continues on with a whole new topic. It says, Beis Namer, either the people of the place called Beis Namer or this family, the Namer family, Haimalakten Alachevel, they would collect their harvest by reaping the grain along a rope. Now, the way that looked, according to the Bar Tanura, is they would lay out a rope of however length, in each row as they harvest that row, and when they got to the end of the rope, then they would stop harvesting that particular row of grain, meaning that the rest of the row was left over for the Aniyim. That way, as they went through their field, harvesting and reaping row after row, they'd only take so much of the row and leave the rest of each and every row as Peah. The idea being that whenever an Ani would come, he could always find some Peah there, because instead of leaving, so to speak, the last row or rows as Peah, the people of Beis Namer would leave the edge of each and every row as Peah, meaning that every time that the Aniyim came, they'd be able to find some Peah for themselves. So therefore, they would be malaktin ala chevel. They would collect just along the length of one particular rope, leaving the rest as peah. V'nosnin peah mikol uman v'uman. They left peah, therefore, at each and every row. The idea of this Mishnah is to give praise to the people of Beis Namar, and it's not a halacha per se, it's just saying that they did a great thing in making peah available to Aniyim at all, at each and every row, so they could always have peah. Now, what's remarkable is that the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says that they were actually remiss in as much as they didn't leave the 1/60th that's required, but rather only 1/100th of their total field as peah. Meaning they left the last, let's say, 1% of each and every row for the Aniyim. Now, what I find remarkable is because that's the case, yet the point of the Mishnah is how great the people of Beis Namar were, and that they made, you know, so much pay available on an ongoing basis, bit by bit. That tells you, and this is specifically to praise them, so it tells you how much more valuable it is, how it overshadows the fact that they gave less in total quantity by the fact that they gave at each and every row, which gives you two important points. The first important point is a general rule that when one gives any kind of tzedakah, so to give $100, $1 at a time to 100 people is much more meritorious than to give $100 all at once, because for amongst other reasons, it changes you as a person to be a person who's a giver, etc. And secondly, it actually tells you how much better it is for the Aniyim, I believe, that they could have, you know, access whenever they needed the money throughout the harvest period as opposed to waiting to the end. And that is such a boon to the Aniyim that it overshadows the fact that the total amount that Beis Namar give didn't even be the usual 1/60th. And there's no mention, not only is there no mention of that in the Mishnah, but actually, and the Mishnah is specifically to praise them despite the fact.